The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This morning we return to the 17th chapter of Acts, beginning with verse 16 as follows. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, whose perfect love casts out all fear. Dear friends in Christ, those of you who are Star Wars fans may remember the scene in Empire Strikes Back when young Luke Skywalker is trying to convince Yoda, the Jedi Master, to continue his training. Yoda, however, is reluctant. He's concluded that Luke is too impatient and too experienced to ever be a Jedi, and that he just doesn't understand the forces of evil that are arrayed against him. Luke brashly proclaims, "I'm not afraid." "You will be," the Master says quietly. "You will be." We've been talking about the qualities that make for a Christian witness who is semper paratus, always prepared. Last time we saw that essential among those qualities is a care for souls, a heart that really cares about all the people who are still wandering around in the darkness of unbelief. But there's another quality of heart that's just as essential, one that you might not have considered recently, and that's courage. Courage of a kind that can only come from God. That's why this morning we consider the theme, Semper Paratus, means always prepared with a courageous heart. Think back in your life. Did you ever find yourself in a situation that seemed humdrum and normal one moment, and the very next moment presented you with a situation that was deadly dangerous? Well, that's what happened to Paul in Athens. One writer said that this might have been the most dangerous episode in the life of the apostle. And if you read the text carefully, you can see where that danger lay. It started out pretty humdrum and routine. Some Athenian philosophers heard about the message Paul was preaching, and they simply mocked him. "What does this babbler want to say? He's a fraud. He's picked up scraps of different religions and now he's peddling them as something new. It's beneath us professional philosophers to pay any attention to a man like this." They were contemptuous of Paul. They were dismissive of Paul. But they weren't dangerous. Others, however, were. These others didn't take Paul so lightly. They said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." By the way, that wasn't just an observation. That was an accusation. In Athens, proclaiming foreign gods was against the law. It was a crime for which the punishment could be death. In fact, that was the very crime that the philosopher Socrates had been put to death for many generations earlier. You recall he was convicted of that crime and executed by being forced to drink poison. So all of a sudden here, things had become very serious for the Apostle Paul. And did you notice the next phrase? They took him and brought him to the Areopagus. It doesn't say he went with them. It doesn't say he met them at the Areopagus. They took him. He may actually have been under arrest at this point, and he was certainly in grave danger. They asked him, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean. Talk about putting you on the spot. Was Paul afraid? He may have been. I would have been. But as Mark Twain once said, courage is not the absence of fear. It is the mastery of fear. And God gave Paul the mastery. Paul didn't know what was going to happen. For all he knew, he might have been taken straight from the Areopagus to prison or to the chopping block. But semper paratus, Paul was always prepared with a courageous heart to fearlessly proclaim the gospel. And that's exactly what he did. Now, I could finish this chapel talk early if I just said, you should be courageous like the Apostle Paul. How would that make you feel? I know how it makes me feel. Ashamed. Because there have been lots of times when I could have spoken up, when I could have talked about Jesus, when I could have told someone what the Bible says about sin and its consequences, about grace and salvation, and I didn't. Because I was afraid, or embarrassed, or worse, because I thought, I'm not worthy. I'm a sinner myself. I'm the chief of sinners. How can I speak for God? Well, let me answer that last question first. Or rather, I'll let the Apostle John answer it. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's why you can speak for God. You are worthy. For with his death on the cross, Jesus atoned for every last sin of which you're guilty. Not one of them remains. God is so concerned that you should be certain of this fact that he proclaims it throughout Scripture in hundreds of different ways. Isaiah 38 says that he has cast all your sins behind his back. Psalm 103 says he's removed your iniquities from you as far as the east is from the west. In Hebrews 10, it says that God has not only forgiven your sins, he's forgotten them. And your iniquities I will remember no more. You're wearing the robe of Christ's righteousness. God has turned your sins from crimson into the whiteness of snow. And I could go on and on and on because the Bible goes on and on, describing the completeness of your forgiveness in Christ, the purity of your righteousness in Christ, and the certainty of your eternal salvation in Christ. All that is your possession right now and will be forever. Feeling a little more courageous now? I thought so. Because that's what the gospel does. It not only saves you, it empowers you. The proclamation of the gospel itself carries with it the power to make you believe it and the strength to make you live it. Just as the Lord captured Paul's heart and gave him courage to speak the word of God boldly, so Paul, or so the Lord, has captured your heart too. And so he will give you the courage you need and even the very words you need to speak his truth, even in the midst of deadly danger. He will give you what you need to be and remain semper paratus, always prepared to give a witness of your Christian faith. Amen. This morning we'll sing stanza 5 of hymn 485.